All set.
Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. Mark, you want to do the roll call for us?
Sure. This is Thursday, April 28th, 2022, meeting of the Community Relations and Blight Committee of the Board of Aldermen of the City of Derby, 6:30 p.m. And Mr. DiGiovanni has called the meeting to order. So I'll call the roll. Mr. Coppola?
Here.
Mr. DiGiovanni?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Record should reflect that all three members are present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We'll say stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Number four, do we have any additions, deletions, corrections? I'm good here. Okay. Brian, you're good? Okay. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dan Sexton, 26 Congress Avenue, Derby Parking Garage. Unfortunately, Mr. DeCenzo could not make this meeting. So if you gentlemen have any questions, I can speak on the garage and the blighting report.
Okay, thank you, Danny. Is there anybody else from the public that wishes to speak? Final time, anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. Number eight, parking garage, hole repair discussion and possible recommendation to the full board. So in our, I don't know if you printed it out or not, but in the packet, Carmen gave us a report there for the parking garage. Item number eight on the agenda.
Yep, we have it.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we have those. Do we have those, Mark?
Mark, do we have the minutes from February and March?
I apologize. I did not include them in there. It was a little confusion trying to get this stuff out yesterday, so I apologize. But I'll put them in for next month.
All right. I'll make a motion to table those until next month.
Okay. All right, so we'll table six.
And seven.
And seven. And we'll just do all three of them next month. Okay. All right, now we'll go back to eight. So in the report, he's got number one, the discussion for the potholes that are in the parking garage that need to be filled. Do we have any discussion on that? Right now, I think, to be honest, I think we're just waiting for, waiting to get the okay if we could use ARPA funds to do the parking garage potholes. And then, in my opinion, it's going to be a pretty good sized job. So I think we're going to have to go out to a public bid on that and, you know, we'll have to write out a spec and what materials and whatnot. So we're just waiting on the okay, I think, for to see if we could use the ARPA funds. I haven't got any other information on that yet.
So we didn't get any quotes yet or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Nope.
Okay. But what does it look like that we are going to get those funds? Have you heard any word?
Well, I'm just waiting on the official. I don't know if they're going to, if they have to send some type of official letter or something letting us know that, you know, the ARPA funds will be available for the parking garage, if that's an okay use for that. So I'm not sure, to be honest with you, if, you know, we're just waiting on an official word to so that we can use that.
So we were looking into.
Unfortunately, are we in a position where we have to hold off? Because I mean, honestly, we want to budget this with the ARPA funds or without the ARPA funds, but don't we want to get that information in first?
Say that again, Bright. What information?
Just the guarantee of the ARPA fund, right? So.
Right. So, I mean, because if we can't use the ARPA funds, then we're going to have to, you know, seek funding somewhere else for that.
That would affect the bidding process, correct?
In my opinion, I think that depending on what funds are available from where, if we can use the ARPA funds, then I would suggest that we write a scope of work, put it out to public bid, and then let the bids come back, and then we can, you know, decide and see where we go from there. If we don't, we're going to have to see how much funding is available and where we can get it from. That time, I think that's going to determine the scope of the work as well.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if there's a balance in the Parking Authority. I don't know if they have funds in the Parking Authority at all.
So do you want to hold off until we get confirmation of the ARPA funds and guaranteed a number?
Yeah, we could.
I think that would be better for the progress of this project. Get all our eggs in a basket, so to speak, and judge it upon that.
So we'll have to do some stuff in the background here and table this until next month's meeting too, but we really got to get going on it for next month.
No, I agree with you. And I think that that's kind of on us to make sure that we get those numbers set so we can go out to bid as quick as possible. But we need all that information to do our due diligence.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to table this until next month.
Okay, so we'll table this.
Just number one, you know.
Yep. So we'll table this to next month. And then in the meantime, we've got to I'm just writing some notes here, so just bear with me. So we'll get the official letter to make sure that we could use the ARPA funds. And if we can't, where are we going to get what funding is available?
Yeah, right. Maybe Danny could relay that to Carm so he can get the information for us at City Hall so we know.
We have more of a realistic budget to deal with.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so then number two, he's still waiting on an answer on towing the abandoned cars that have outstanding tickets in the parking garage. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So for the towing of the cars, can you give us a little bit of background on where you guys are on that?
Sure. We have about three vagrant vehicles that have been here, I want to say within the last 5 months, don't pay their tickets, don't move their vehicles, dust on them. I know Alderman Sill has been there and he's seen a few of those, one of which has actually been broken into, and we're trying to get the word from Corporation Council and also the police department, just to make sure that we are fully allowed to tow them. And then in which case we would, and figure out what garage we would do that with.
Okay. So Danny, we don't have a company on retainer to do that?
At this current time, Bri, no, we don't.
Okay.
So would we use the I mean, I'm not sure, but would we use the tow companies that the police department uses for that? Or is it something that we would go and just hire out or, you know, seek a vendor to just tow the cars when needed or something like that? Or
I believe it would be how we see fit. Yeah, I don't believe we would be using particularly the police, towing service.
Okay.
It would be at our own discretion.
Danny, another question for you. Are these cars registered in good standing? Are they actively registered? Do we know this?
All three are actively registered, yes, sir.
Okay. So we can, fit a bill to them to tow. So that doesn't come out of the city's coffers.
Right. And we've been doing that on a regular basis, ticketing.
Okay.
All three of them are ticketed on a daily basis, yes.
Okay. All right.
Do we have any other questions on this? I think, so do you, Danny, so does Carmen, does the parking garage have to get an answer from the full board to allow you to tow cars when needed?
Well, I think we would prefer that just to cover our basis as well.
Okay.
So there's no policy
but
for that?
Are you going to set a policy where you're going to...
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm just saying, what have they done in the past? We have no policy for this ever?
Since I've been here, in the 5 years I've been here, we have not towed cars. The only time a car is towed is through a leasing agency or a broken down vehicle. So this is new to me, and obviously it's new to Carmen as well.
Okay, so we don't have a policy on board so that if a car is in violation for lack of payment for a ticket or, a parking violation there, we don't have a policy on the books that says that, what happens or how it gets towed from where then.
Correct, and we don't have a policy as far as our fines either. And I can show all three of you. We have certain vehicles that already have a $500 fine. We have vehicles who have a $200 fine. Some pay, some don't. But these three in particular are well over the $200 range.
Sounds like somebody's got to take charge of that parking garage. We got to get going on this stuff.
Well, absolutely.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I mean, this is a management issue. If there's stuff that's not done, I mean, if you... it's going to clog up your agenda if you have to come back here every time somebody a car needs to be towed.
Right. Yeah, there should be policies in place.
Unless you want that, but that's entirely up to you.
No, so, but if...
Yeah, so I'm sorry to interrupt, gentlemen.
No, go ahead, Brian.
But, I have seen in the past in other locations, there is signage to say that... If services are not rendered, you will be towed to a certain location. Is that something that we should look forward in and find out? Like, okay, so if we have agreed upon location, it's there's a signage to say that, and then if they get towed, that person will know where it's towed and it's signed and. We have all the literature needed in order for them to go about their due diligence to acquire their vehicles.
Well, I think that on the tickets that are that are sent or put on the vehicle, depending on where it is or what have you, all that information is on the back that it would be towed at the owner's expense and how the fine doubles. And also, I think Laz has some signs up there now too. Okay. I think. From the way I understand it, Danny, is the parking garage is just wants to get the go ahead to take care of this on their own there. They just want to make sure that the full board says, yeah, you can do what you need to do. When a car is either broken down in there, it hasn't paid its fine or whatever the situation might be. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a management issue. It's we want to work with you guys. You guys are our boss. It's a policy issue. That's what we want to, it all goes through you guys. So we want to walk the straight and narrow and, listen to what you guys want to implement.
Was Mr. DeCenzo asking for action on this particular issue tonight?
No, it was just asked of me now.
What was that, Danny?
This was just asked. This was just brought up to me. I don't know who was just saying that to me. Maybe it was Mr. Garfalo. I don't know. But no, it was just questioned by the board about the towing issue. So I'm just.
I mean, I don't think that they have to come to the board every time they want to tow a car because somebody didn't pay a $200 fine. So
No. And you were just asking, so.
Right. So I think we should, to be honest with you, I think that we should move it to the full board and let them decide if, you know, my opinion is I think the parking garage should have the authority to tow a car when they feel it's necessary. No, Ron?
Yeah, sure. It's city property. I think we need council to draw up something that's legal, legal, get it done the next meeting, tell them to get it done, and we go by that.
You got Quinn there?
I agree with that as well. I just think that what we should do is we should create a relationship with the towing company. So there isn't this kind of conversation anymore. Like, you know, like, so let's just go with that tow. And then it's a, you know, the city garage uses one towing company. We can create a relationship with them and we create the signage to say that it's going to be towed at this location. And, you know, it kind of takes us out of it a little bit, but also expedites the process of moving these vehicles out of the parking garage.
Yeah. So what I think we should do is we'll have Corporation Council look and see if there's a policy on our books now that we have. And then maybe he can get with Carmen just to make sure. Carmen could take some pictures, send him an email of the language we have on the ticket and on the signs, just to make sure that that's all on the up and up. And then Carmen can decide to, you know, get a tow company and we could do that.
Right. But I think the concern, Gino, is that we don't have a designated relationship with a towing company. I mean, you go to a lot of these private entities, whether they be restaurants or whatnot, you know, they have a towing company that's dedicated to them. So how do we go forward and create that relationship with the towing company so we can expedite it? So, you know, Danny doesn't have to go through all this, you know, and
have to. So we would just have to, contact somebody either in town or in the local area. I mean, especially when we do a lot of snow plowing, we have towing companies that we work with. They come out, they put their signage out, it says it all right on there. This lot would be closed at a certain date or a certain time or what have you. And you know, all the language is right on the signs. I know St. Mary's and you know, that Plaza on the Green parking lot, there's a lot of parking lots that after certain times you can't park there. So I think they would just have to decide on what company they want to use and make sure the signage is there.
There's nothing worse than abandoned cars and a parking garage, so we shouldn't let this carry on. But I mean, there's got to be a policy. Every parking garage does it, whether it's going to be the city or the parking authority. But I think we just ought to get it going.
Exactly. I agree with Ronnie.
And also, sorry to interject, also what we would need from you guys is what would constitute getting towed. You know, 5 days a week, I ticket. So you figure that would be $200 right there, potentially. So do we do it after a month? Do we do it after 2 months?
You know, you got to do a lot less than that. These cars could be stolen. It could be anything, you know.
I think it would be a numeric, right? So it would be like after $200. Right. Or so, Danny, can you explain to me what over 2 weeks, what would that price be?
2 weeks would be $100.
Okay.
So 2 weeks is plenty of time.
Yeah. So I think anything over $100 should constitute a tow.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there for the rest of the committee and seeing like if you guys agree with that, because you know you don't want a car covered in dust and a car parking next to it and be like, oh well, you know, I guess I don't have to worry about my car, you know.
Right.
Perhaps you could refer that to a Corporation Council and have them draw it up in the way that you want it for next.
I'm just writing that down now, Mark. So what I think our best thing is, we'll get Carmen in the parking garage and Vinny, let them come up with their you know, the wordage that they want. Vinny could check to see if we do have any type of ordinance on, you know, on the books right now. And then Carmen can tell Vinny, hey, this is our criteria. $100, it's going to get towed. That's after, you know, let them come up with that specific way that what triggers the tow. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a policy. Then, once you let them know their expectations, then we can hold people accountable.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Danny, do you think that that Carmen would have the time to get with Vinny before this coming month's alderman meeting?
Yeah, and I would assist him as well if he needed my feedback. I'm sure he could.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a couple of weeks.
So yeah. I mean, I don't feel that it needs to come back here again, right? Brian, Ronnie, I think no, we should just
get the policy and pass it to the big board. That's it.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. You want to make that motion or that we'll move it to the full board?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
All right. Go ahead.
Ronnie, you'll second that?
Yep, second.
Okay.
All right. So we'll move it to the full board for this coming month's meeting with Carmen and Corporation Council to get together and put the criteria together and what triggers a tow in the parking garage. And then we can get that ordinance on the book and then we could kind of hold people accountable. Okay. Is there any other discussion on that?
I think we're all in favor.
Anybody oppose that motion?
No.
Okay, carry. Motion carries. So we'll move that to the full board for.
Hey, honey.
For next month, for this coming month, excuse me. And then there was a couple other things in that report. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Well, the next one, parking spaces, lines need to be repainted. Is that something the city does, or
is that something that's got to go out to bid? Danny, do you have any information on that?
I was under the impression that it would be the city, but I'm not sure. These spaces are heavily, you know, faded. We're having a problem with the handicap area where people can't see, and we're having triple parking, sometimes quadruple, in case of a big event going on, or team, or the courthouse. And unfortunately, you know, we need these done as soon as possible.
When's the last time they were
done? I was under the impression this was a public works issue, but Carmen and I were not sure.
Did Carmen approach the public works?
That I do not know formally.
Well, you gotta get moving on that. Tell Carmen that you can approach them and then let us know the answer.
Danny, are these cars and are they actually, do they have the handicap spot?
Absolutely they do. Okay. But the problem is it's not just handicap. I was using that as an example, but.
Okay.
Throughout the garage, and Alderman Sill and Alderman DiGiovanni can attest to that, the garage is very faded with all the lines. And it's mm-hmm. not just handicap, it's like several levels in the garage.
Okay. So we don't have an issue with a lack of handicap access on the ground floor?
To be honest with you, yeah, we can use a couple more handicap spaces, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
But it depends on the, you know, the event or what's going on. Yeah.
So what are we talking, Danny? Are we talking 2-3 spaces?
Oh, I would say another 3 or 4. Absolutely.
3 or 4. Okay. Well, I mean, and what
I don't want to interrupt this conversation, but really, this should be going through the department head, who is Mr. DeCenzo.
Well, Danny's on the phone. Danny's on the line representing Carmen right now, and Carmen's the one that filled out this report.
Okay. Okay. I know, but this. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
Mark.
I mean, then we should have put it on the agenda though. If these things were going to be
put what on the agenda?
Not your stick up, Cam. The issue of towing policy, parking, painting lines. We just put that there was a hole to repair in the garage, and the issue of the senior center loading space.
Right, and we're discussing what's in the parking garage report. So so just for clarity, I should when we do the agenda, should I put every item then on the agenda to discuss it, or?
Well, I mean, in fairness, for awareness for the public, if you're gonna, the report is the report, but
right,
if you're gonna be coming to the full board, then at least so we know what it's gonna, or so the public has to know it. Doesn't I mean it's. But I mean, you're already on it now, so I guess that's a different kind of a conversation. So.
Well, I don't want to speak above the general public, and I don't want to speak above the board. But I think it would behoove us to, if we, especially with the idea of keeping the senior center, to increase handicap parking for easy access. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, to be honest with you, I had it in the report and we put it on the agenda and we're discussing the issues. I mean, we can't make any decisions here anyway. We either have to bring it to the full board or seek information so that we can bring it to the full board, you know, for a decision or, you know, to solve the issue or whatever the situation might be. So, I mean, to discuss it and to see what information we have in front of us to make a decision on that, I think that's within what we're doing here as a subcommittee. That's my opinion.
That's what the subcommittees do. They weed it out. They get all the information. They get everything needed so that the full board doesn't have to spend an hour on each topic.
Right. Exactly. So let's so with the parking lines and the repainting on that, I think we should have Carmen reach out to Public Works and discuss that. I know that they have the equipment to do it. I'm not sure if they did it in the past, and find out what it's going to take to do that and then come back. I don't know if Carmen will have enough of time to do that before next week. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't
know. All he's got to do is call Ed at the Public Works. Are you going to do it or are you going to do it or we move on? That's all.
That's it. Yep. You know, I don't think it's this big issue. I mean, it just needs a repaint in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. We do the crosswalks. The city does the crosswalks and all this stuff. We have the equipment.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, Danny, I think, just let Carmen know, or when Carmen gets back, he'll call me, and we'll just let him know to reach out to Ed, call Public Works, and discuss it with him, and we'll move forward on that. Or we'll come back to here, and we'll have to get a vendor to do it, one or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. I will convene with him in about 2 hours. Thank
you. And the last one is the meters.
Yeah.
What's doing meter repair?
Danny, is there a lot of meters that you're waiting on parts for, or?
Well, we've ordered various parts because there are certain meters that, despite the rumors around town, there is not a 75% meters down. I would say out of 70 meters, give or take, we have about 10 down now. Batteries, certain parts, certain inserts that are down. So we're just waiting on those.
And who repairs
these meters? I'm sorry?
Who repairs the meters?
I do, me and Carmen.
Oh, you're able to take care of it?
So when we can't do it by hand, we have contacted this company who has done them in the past, which is Tom, and we've already met with that vendor, and we've ordered the parts. So what we can't fix, we've been waiting on. So there's not as many meters as people think.
All right.
But there's various parts throughout. You know, we want to update them.
Brian, do you have any other questions or Ronnie?
No, I'm good.
I'm fine. Yep.
Okay. All right. Number nine, blighted properties, new process, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board on a new process from the information to be received from Corporation Counsel. I got, is Vinny on here or no? No. So I reached out to Vinny a couple times this week. I didn't get no response back yet from him, but I didn't receive anything on the new blight process at all. Mark, we didn't get anything then, you know, last day or so, right?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
So I don't know if what your pleasure is, but maybe table it to next month, or if we get something in the meantime, we could take a look at it before the next board meeting. If we get something
in the meantime, we don't have the information tonight, so we'll have to. I'll make a motion to table.
Okay. Brian, you got any other discussion on that?
No, I'll second that.
Okay. Andy, do you have anything to report on the blight side of that or no?
Yeah. What would you like to know? I have the whole report here. Would you like me to go through it or?
Where's Jimmy? Yeah. Couldn't make it tonight?
I'm sorry?
Where's Jimmy? Couldn't make it tonight?
No. His wife had a procedure done.
Oh, it's just him and Carm that do this now, huh?
Correct. So Jim, I had discussed this with Jim and he had given me the report.
All right.
You guys have any questions?
Would you like me to go through it or?
Well, is there any action that needed to be done or?
Hold on one second.
No.
They've met with prospective buyers to discuss 105 Campound.
See, I don't have a list or anything, so I don't know what's on the list or anything. It didn't come with the agenda or anything. So.
Oh, you don't have the report there, Ronnie?
No, I don't have it.
Oh.
Where'd that come from?
I printed it off. There was a packet there on the thing. Mark, could you share that screen or no, we can't do that?
I printed the packet that came with the agenda for community relations.
Oh.
89 Chestnut, the junk car on the front lawn was removed from the property. I don't know if that was blighted previously. And the tank on 70 Atwater was resolved. So it does not look like there's anything that needs your immediate attention.
But there's more active files than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just April's report, Ronnie. Oh,
okay.
I could send it over to you now. Oh, Mark's got it.
Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys have any questions on that or no?
No.
Yeah, I just hope somebody's following up on it. I knew about the
okay.
Derby.
Thank you, Danny. Go ahead, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
I knew about the Derby Avenue one because I brought that up a year and a half ago. And the garbage is still there. So we just need somebody to get on the ball with this stuff.
Mr. Chair, I think from a blight perspective, it probably makes sense. If there are properties, just put them on the record, and then we can forward that to the
corporation,
that's probably the best way. If they're, you know, that's probably the best way to keep track of it too.
Okay, so we'll enter these addresses into the record. You want me to read them out so that they're on the recording too, Mark?
Yes, that would make sense because that's what we have here. This report, that's the only thing for blight from Mr. DeCenzo. So if there's other addresses that you want him to investigate, it's probably best to keep track of it here so that you have a record.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so let's see. So we have for the blighted addresses, 71 Atwater Avenue, 25 Pegasus Road. Do we have a number on that Derby Avenue property, Ronnie?
152.
152 Derby Avenue and 15 Pine Street.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. If there were any in addition to what was on this.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any. They're all here.
Okay.
I thought we would just enter the report into the record. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just put that right in as part of the whole minutes.
So I have one question about the 71 Atwater Ave. You have three or four food trucks. Are they active?
That's the Orange House.
Right. But are they actively, you know, going out, or are they just collecting rust?
Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brian's got a question on 71 Atwater Avenue. The three or four food trucks that are there, are they active, or are they in, just sitting there in the backyard, or, you know, are they on the road, or they just sit there?
70 Atwater food trucks. It looks like they're inactive.
Okay.
They are inactive, according to this. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Any other questions on this?
Well, I guess my question is that if they are inactive, can they be ticketed for, you know, I mean, are they just genuine blight? That would be my question.
I think this is the issue too with the whole blight process, the way it is. So he sent out a letter, you know, and then you got to wait, 60 days, I think, for the first one.
Do we have a date? You know, I think that's my question is that, you know, have these trucks been there? You know, have they been time stamped for their, you know, indifference, or have they been time stamped to say they haven't gone out and done their business?
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll have Carmen reach out and send me an email on exactly what condition they're in, and then I'll forward those over to you guys. We could discuss it on the next month's blight report so that we have the answers. It's a little hard, you know, to know exactly when Carmen's not here.
Right.
That's all I have on that item. Do you have any other questions, Ronnie?
No.
All right. So we're good with that. move along to item number 11, Storm's Ambulance Corp, price update and new ambulance. So this was, so item number 11, the full board of aldermen, they approved this last year. I believe it was in October, but they didn't have the amount. It was 54,000. They needed the specific amount. So what I thought we would do is put this on the agenda, Ronnie and Brian, and move this to the full board with the full price. That's, oh, you don't have it. Oh, there it is. Mark put it up.
Yeah, I have it. I have that.
You got that? Yeah. With the full price. This way here, we could kind of be a little proactive. We can get that up there with the proper, the amount, and then we could move it over to the full board, and then they could, you know, just approve the specific amount, and then we can get that in the works. This way here, we don't have to wait another month, come back here, and kind of be a little proactive for once. So I had Mark print the exact amount, and also there's the bid sheet with all the specs on it. It was a lot of pages, so I just had Mark put the price sheet on the front here. So I mean, if you want more information on the specs of the vehicle and all that, I do have that available. So I get it.
There was a motion in November of 2021. It had the price and all. The motion was made and seconded, and the motion is active. So
Well, the issue, if you look here to the motion that was passed, it was 254,000.
Yeah. Correct.
But because they didn't give us it that night, we didn't, or they didn't, they, I don't know exactly why. I don't, it's hard to tell.
Also, we missed the $343.
Yeah, $343.
Unless, Gino, you had another conversation, but that's what I gleaned from what you told me, that you're the only one I had a conversation with.
Correct. So there, and you're right, from what it says, I wasn't here at that time, but they passed the motion for 254. Okay. So what I want to do is get the proper amount into the record here at subcommittee. And if you guys wish, we'll put the proper amount of the 254, 343 up to the full board. So we could enter that into the motion, and then we can move forward, or if the board chooses to move forward.
Well, who's saying there's a problem though with this? Was there a problem?
Yeah, we didn't have the proper amount, or the motion was left open, I guess, from what I was understanding. That they needed the full amount. So instead of going to the full board 2 weeks from now and then moving back down here, I figured, let me put it on the agenda, get the proper amount.
Yeah. No. That part I understand, but I don't know. That was the first we heard of it, but that was, you know, I went back and listened to the recording. That's what was said.
Because what did it say?
The paperwork with them. It said 254 because that's what they said. But we just you correct it on the next meeting. That's the best way. But I didn't know that was what was holding it up. I never heard that because the bid was awarded.
Okay. Well, we're gonna.
But yeah, it can't hurt to correct it though. Yeah, just to make sure the record's clear.
Well, I think that's the best thing to do. This way, here all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. That's
Yeah, but there is no question of that bid.
So I'll make a motion to bring forward the amount of $254,343 for the total delivery price and bring that to the full board meeting. And Charlie can make that motion again, and somebody else will have to second it. That's all.
Yeah.
He can bring his motion. Somebody else can second it.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion so moved. So we'll move that up to the full board with the proper amount, and then we could take it from there. Okay, and then so the next thing that's on the agenda is item number 12, Parking Division, Senior Center Parking Space. Discussion, possible recommendation to the full board to authorize a loading zone parking space on Elizabeth Street adjacent to the Senior Center entrance. So there was a letter written to Carmen from Christine. Do you have that letter in front of you, Ronnie?
Yes.
And Brian,
yep.
Or no?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys see it there. So what she's asking for is a 15-minute loading zone space in front of their walkway there on Elizabeth Street.
Sounds like it's going around to everybody. Nobody wants to take action, but it's strictly the police station.
Exactly, and that's the feeling that I get too. I got too. So
I think it's a fantastic idea, to, yeah. personally, between you three guys. Sure. You know, so you know, I think that you know that's going to alleviate any parking issues in the parking structure, because you know if you have people that cannot park or do not drive, to allocate that time. To get them in and out, I think that solves a lot of issues that we currently have with the parking structure.
Very good.
All right, so
got to be referred from this committee to the police commission.
Yeah, so
go ahead. Do something anywhere with the road with this and that. Oh no, you got to go to the police commission. I don't know why they're saying it's the city.
Right. So do I have a motion to move this to the full board?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. So the motion carries. We'll move this to the full board. And then we can go from there. Okay. Any other discussion? Or we're good. Okay. So then number 13, Public Works Department updates discussions. Is Ed still on the call here, or is Ed here?
I am here. Good evening.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
So, Ed, I wanted to ask you, how are we doing with, you know, the trash pickup downtown on the streets and, you know, the recycling?
As far as city carting pickup?
No. Not city carting. About the, you know, the trash in the gutters, the litter downtown. Now that the weather's getting nice.
We are continuing to have someone 3 days a week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we pick up the city garbage cans around the town, around the city. And the other 2 days a week, that same person generally is assigned to trash picking on any particular street. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when he does the cans, he generally picks the streets also. It's something we do weekly. We are continuing to do it. If there's any particular spot that a complaint comes in, we'll send somebody down there at any time.
How about street sweeping? Would that take care of it, Ed? Do we do that?
We are going to put our sweeper out. We're in the process now. We're just getting everything out for parks, for grass cutting, to keep the fields, to get the fields ready for baseball and softball. Our sweeper, being almost 20 years old, is not in the best condition. We will put it out. Last year, we were putting it out at least once a week downtown. Friday mornings, generally, we would have somebody come in early and sweep downtown. This past winter, we used predominantly salt on the roads. I'm hoping that will make it a little bit easier with the amount of sweeping that we'll have to do
citywide. Smart. Yeah.
Well, I think it worked. Just looking at the streets, I don't see as much sand, obviously, that you know, in years past. So hopefully that'll help. That was part of the reason to go with strictly salt. But as
we haven't had the sweeper out yet this year.
Not yet. No, I'm hoping within a week or so I can get the mechanic to go through it one time so we can put it out on the street.
Do we have funds for that? Could we use funds for that? Ed?
Funds for the sweeper?
Yeah, to get a new one.
Well, I think this has been around a long time. It's something that was it was something that was put in capital last year. I don't know that it proceeded very far, but
it's Brian Capullo here.
Yep.
So you have the problem is that we don't have a conversation with capital planning, but I believe that that's the issue, right? So you need to discuss that with capital planning, and then, you know, see what revenue they have in the capital planning fund within
the finance. That was put in through capital plan. When I submitted it last year, we put in for a sweeper.
Capital plan hasn't met. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, that's an issue too, because
capital plan hasn't met. That's the problem.
Yeah, but there is a capital planning fund, and has it been exhausted? Has it been used?
I don't think it could have been spent because they haven't been meeting. Exactly. Year and a half.
Okay, well, that's something that we should entertain and talk to the tax board about, no, Ronnie?
Sure. Talk to the mayor. Is it all appointed? I mean, to get a meeting going. That's a big thing, capital plan.
Because, I mean, if you want to talk about capital, I mean, this is textbook capital budgeting, right, for equipment for the city?
Yep, need it.
So... yeah, so we got to figure out who is running the capital fund and, you know, figure out, you know, how that money is being allocated. And then if it's not, then that's an issue that we have to resolve. But to go to the general budget and to go to general spending, I don't think that's the right call. And I appreciate we need these sweepers and I want to get sweepers. But it's kind of our due diligence to make sure that that money is being properly allocated. So we have to figure out what's going on with the capital planning.
So Ed, do you think that that in the next week or two, once you get your the landscaping and the lawn cutting or the field cutting equipment out and about and kind of get that part turned over from winter to summer, do you think you could get that sweeper out and get some manpower downtown?
I will.
Caroline Street, Minerva Street, and it probably, to be honest with you, probably a lot of it might have to be handpicked. You know, there's some trash in the gutters. It's basically the winter stuff. Now that the weather's getting nice and everything's starting to get drained, dried out, do you think we could get that, or how long, or when do you think you can do that? I should say.
Let me try to get that sweeper out by next week. I'll check tomorrow, see how he is with the equipment, and if he could go through that for one day next week. If he can look at it on Monday, Tuesday, I can have it out by Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is it very expensive to rent one, Ed?
Well, that's another option. It is rather expensive. They're not cheap. I don't have the prices with right now, but that's something we could look at also.
Doesn't Ansonia have a brand new one or a fairly new one?
I don't think they're going to leave that.
They have a brand
new one. I'm just asking.
Theirs has been out. I mean, they are using it daily. I see it out just about every day.
Yeah. But theirs is fairly new, right?
Keep in mind, theirs is fairly new. And like I said, they use it every day. So borrowing that, I don't think it's going to be an option.
Yeah.
Let me get ours on the road next week, and then we'll see what kind of condition it's in. I can start getting some prices on rentals or, companies that come in and will do it for a set fee. Keep in mind that purchasing or obtaining a new one, you're in the area of $200,000 to $225,000. So.
Well, what are you going to do? Every city needs a sweeper. We're going to have to figure something out. We got to take care of our roads.
I agree.
It's stuck on you, Ed, now because it's old and it's, we got to do something. But the city's got to make a move on that. And Ed, while I got you, just today I noticed, what's that street that comes up by the AM Club? Ed Hill?
Cemetery.
Cemetery?
Yep.
That pile of garbage on the side. Were you just there?
Still, we spent a day and a half on Cemetery 2 weeks ago.
I believe it. They keep dumping. I came up that road yesterday, and there's a bunch more stuff dumped there. I don't know what we could do about it.
I'll send somebody by there tomorrow. Look at
it. Yeah. I don't know what we could do. There's people dumping down the bank, or some people with cars. I don't know.
They're dumping all over. We picked up some mattresses and box springs across Main Street, across the street from City Hall yesterday. Gee. So
unbelievable.
It's all over.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed.
Yes, sir.
What else we got, Gino? Did we lose him?
I don't know.
Mark, is Gino still there? I don't see him. No. Well, the next thing he had on the list here, Ed, I see, is potholes.
Okay. So you have the agenda in front of you, Ronnie?
Yes.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I'm working off my phone right now. But, you know, if you could go through the agenda, you know.
Yeah, the next thing that Gino had as B was potholes. And I don't know how you're making out with that if you're starting that.
Okay.
We do potholes continuously. We generally keep a list as they come in. As we notice them, we make a list of potholes. We fill them as they come in. The asphalt plants are open now, so we can get hot patch asphalt. As the calls come in, we fill them. As we notice them, we fill them.
Okay, good. What else do you have here?
So, Ed, I'm sorry, I'm still learning, but from my understanding is that the asphalt plants are seasonal, right? So they have to have warm enough weather to. Okay, so do you guys work off the Bridgeport plant? What do you do, Ed? How do you get your asphalt?
Well, we'll use whatever's operating on that particular day. We can go to Tilcon and Hamden, Tilcon and in Orange, I believe, ONG. There's three or four of them that we can use, whoever's operating on that particular day.
Okay.
The hot asphalt is available when the plants are open. During the winter, we have what they refer to as cold patch. It's not as usable. It doesn't last as long. It doesn't stay in the hole as long.
Right.
We even have purchased Home Depot sells a cold patch asphalt in the event that we can't get it. And it's something that has to be repaired right away. We have done that in the past also. That's rather expensive. But if we need to fill something that's an emergency, we'll do that. But they're filled as we get the reports. We get the asphalt. I try to wait until we have a list of a few, because we buy asphalt by the ton. If we don't use a ton, it kind of gets wasted if we don't use it in that particular day. So it's nice to have a list of four or five, six potholes that we could
buy a ton of. You're not dedicated to a plant? So an asphalt plant?
Dedicated to one plant.
Yeah.
No, we have two or three different plants that we can use.
Okay, great. No, that's good. But like I said, I think they're coming into motion now. So I appreciate the idea that you just can't lay like constant asphalt throughout the entire year. You have to wait for these plants to come up. And, you know, I appreciate you patching the way you can. But now that these plants are kind of warming up a little bit, so to speak. Do you have any major projects ahead of you with this?
Did you hear me?
Yep, yeah, you're back on. We've been talking about the potholes, and we didn't get to C yet. That C is the last thing.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what.
It says he fixes potholes as they come up, or they're, you know, people contact him.
Yeah, so Ed, so the potholes that we have in town that are, you know, in our road, not from construction, not from work being done by a contractor, do we have, so asphalt plant's been open for the last 2-3 weeks. Do we have a schedule on when our public works guys are going to be on that?
We've already done potholes on two different days. When, like I just said, when we receive the complaints of the potholes, we fill them.
Okay, so there has to be the potholes have to be called in, or there has to be an issue, or that's how we go out and fill them. That's the procedure
Somebody has to tell us about it, or we have to see it. Either we see it, or someone tells us about it.
Okay.
That's how we know.
Okay.
So guys, in the subcommittee here, is there any issues with any constituents in any streets? Just to let Ed know, so there's no miscommunication of areas that really need to be filled.
Yeah, so what I'll do, there's some up by like Lakeview Terrace, so I mean, I'll just make a note of where they are, or if somebody does call, that, you know, we have to make a note, and then we'll get the information over to Ed. Because I've been asked 4 or 5 times already on, you know, potholes that need to be filled, or, you know, what have you. So I'll just make sure.
Yeah, well, like you said, you know, the plant's just opened, and, you know, it's better to do it right, correctly once. So now that the plants have been open for a couple of weeks, you know, this is something that we need to do, but, you know, it's kind of due diligence for everyone to have that communication, to navigate public works into areas that need to be filled, because if they don't drive it, then they're not going to know it. So like you said, Gino, if it's Lakeview or areas like that, then, you know, let Ed know, and we could put it on the agenda.
And Ed, as we spoke about before, there's some roads that need to be completely redone. I talked with the mayor the other day. He was going to ask you to get a list of, say, the top 4 or 5 roads that you want to get done, and we'll have to drop the road bond. I know Silver Hill Road is one of them.
Silver Hill is one of them. I haven't spoken with the mayor about that, but I can certainly compile a list for you.
Yeah, just the top 5, and put it in the mayor's hands. Let me know when you do it. I'll push him. Definitely got to get road bond going again.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ed, do you have like a truck that scouts, you know, just driving major avenues and just seeing like, okay, this road needs more, or you kind of relying on the public works going past roads or us calling in? Is there kind of a policing policy that you guys have for maintenance?
Well, every employee out there is instructed daily. If something needs to be attended to, we need to know about it, and we need to take care of it, whether it be a pothole, a catch basin that's clogged on top, garbage, trash on the side of the road, trees that need to be attended to. Okay. That's what we do. Well, you know, every day. And also the public needs to let us know.
Sure.
They could, you know, I'm sure you hear from your constituents, you know, about potholes. I'm sure you hear about trash and everything else, but you need to let us know about the potholes. And, you know, That's sure. one of the ways that we can go out and take care of it.
Makes sense.
All right. So the next question I have, Ed, is so downtown Derby, Eversource put all that gas line in. They did the main, they did the services off of that last fall. Have you been in discussion with them or have they contacted you? What is, what's their paving plan? Because I don't know of one trench that they installed that the paving is still leveled with the actual street. And if you drive from like from St. Mary's and just drive down Elizabeth Street, I mean, some of these are bad. I mean, I know there's going to be work that's coming up, Elizabeth, and from the Downtown 34 project, but on 5th Street, 6th Street, forget it. I mean, Anson Street, I mean, there's some holes that are, you know, deep there. Do they have you been in discussion with them about what their either temporary patches or their permanent patch, you know, timeline is?
I had a phone conversation today, as a matter of fact, with the representative from Eversource, who's in charge of the permanent patch program. They anticipate to start sometime in June to do the permanent patch. I have always had contact or a phone number where I could call if there was ever an issue with one of their excavations not being safe or not being you know, to our standards. I have called them on two or three different occasions, especially on that one on Anson Street and that Hawthorne and Sixth, in front of the gas station or the service station on the corner. They have come out. They have repaired them. It's not a permanent patch. It's a temporary patch.
And they're temporary patches. I understand that. But the contractor or the subcontractor, whoever Eversource choose to hire, is responsible for that patch for a minimum of 1 year and to maintain it in a safe, workable manner. There is not one patch from St. Mary's to downtown going from Anson Street all the way over to Minerva Street that is safe, that is safe or manageable in passing. Nothing's level, nothing. I mean, I don't even drive down there because it hurts my back just driving in the truck. I mean, there's no one that can go out there, drive through downtown and say, oh yeah, they're okay. They're passable or they're safe for a pedestrian to cross in the crosswalk there. Nothing's level or plumb. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I don't know how many times we need to call them. Did they come and take a road opening bond with the city for the project? Did they take a permit out for that?
Yes, they did.
Okay, then. Well, we need to contact them. We need to contact them and give them a timeline. If they're going to start their permanent patch in June, that's fine. That's on the schedule. That's fine. But they need to get out there and make these patches level, plumb, and safe for vehicles to travel and for pedestrians to travel. If they don't want to do that, then I suggest the city either call Corporation Council or do whatever they need to do and pull their bond and hire a contractor to do it for them. Because it's bad. It is the worst I've ever seen.
Okay. It's going through the winter also. I mean, that had a lot to do with it too. I mean, I understand
it's an industry standard. I mean, I do this for a living. If you go to Shelton or go to other different towns, a contractor pulls the permit before he even, you know, before he even gets to the permanent patch, no matter how that city or municipality operates. That contractor is responsible for that trench or that patch or whatever excavation was done in the road for a minimum of 1 year. And if it's not done, or if it's not maintained,
then the city pulls their bond or calls the contract and says, listen, if you don't get out there in the next 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever the time period is, then they'll then
you know
they'll
you're gonna need to show me what patches you think need to be immediately addressed. If there's a hole in the street, they fix it. I mean, I understand that they're
Ed, you just told us that all the Department of Public Works personnel drives these roads every day.
Yes, they do.
So you're telling me that when you drive down Elizabeth Street or Anson Street, 6th Street, or any of them where the gas services were put in last fall, that those are all fine, that we don't have to worry about any of that, and that our citizens are going to wait until June for them to come out and start doing the permanent patch, but the company that either they are responsible for or the company that they hired doesn't have to maintain any of it, and we could just leave it until June? Do you think that's good? I don't. I don't. We have a, what about the Memorial Day parade? Are we going to cancel that this year because the marchers, they can't walk across Elizabeth Street up to the green to the viewing trailer? I mean, you know, it's just, in my opinion, it's just piss poor workmanship. And they just, if nobody calls and tells them what they need to do, they're not just going to voluntarily come out and say, oh, yeah, we'll do it. They're going to get away whatever they can get away with. Either they're short on manpower.
They have June set as the date to do the permanent patch.
Yeah, I understand that. That's fine. But the permanent patch, they're going to come out and they're going to cut it a foot on each side and put in permanent patch. I understand that. They're going to seal it and whatever they're going to do. What you're telling me, so Eversource is not going to send somebody out from now till June to do any other patchwork out there until they get ready to do their permanent patch? That's what they said?
They are not planning on coming out until June. Yes. If we call them, if we call them with a particular issue, they will come out and repair it. And they have done that.
Okay. So then I think it falls on us that we didn't give them the information of going out to whatever particular street and fixing them. What about the one in the parking garage right there where Thompson Place is? You could lose a small Volkswagen in that hole. How many times we got to tell them about that? Because I know they didn't come out to redo that. I know for a fact that I told you about that.
And I told them about it and they did come out and fix that.
Okay. Well, it, obviously it's not fixed. So,
well, it may have sunk again. If it's sunk again, we'll call them and they'll come out.
Okay. So then I guess what you have to do is next week or whenever you can get your, manpower, or when you drive downtown, you can make a list of all the potholes and all the trenches that are, that the asphalt is not flush with the existing road because it's terrible. I mean, I don't think, in my opinion, the mayor is going to want to push the Memorial Day parade to June, whatever date they're going to give us. I mean, it's piss poor. I mean, it's the biggest thing. I get 2-3 calls a week on when they're going to fix it, when they're going to fix it, when they're going to fix it. I mean, we've had conversations about St. Mary's, about, other issues that were going on there back in the fall, and nothing changed. And now the asphalt plants have been open. I mean, either we got to get on it or we need to contact the parties that we need to contact and either pull the bond, get somebody else to go out there and fix it and have Eversource be charged for it or do whatever we need to do. I'm just sick and tired of not just contractors, but they come into this little town of Derby and they think they could do whatever they want. Then our citizens, either foot the bill to fix it after they're long gone or have to deal with the mess that they leave behind. And I just think it's time that we stand up for the citizens here and we have their interest at, you know, that we have that in the best interest of them, because, you know, they just cannot just leave it until June, and that's not going to happen. If I could do anything with it, I'll contact them, or we'll find out how we got to get in touch with whoever it is. But they're not going to just leave downtown Derby a mess until June or whenever they get around to fixing it.
So Gino, let's come up with a collaborative approach to this. So, do you want to take care of the sisters first? Elizabeth, Caroline, Olivia, you know, and then create a deadline for public works for the patchings, you know? So instead of them just surveying the entire city, if this is a concern, then we take care of the sisters first. We patch it right. Everybody's on the same page, and then we can move forward.
Yeah, well, what I think we should do is Ed needs to call them and get them to either have a meeting or however he seems fit, and get them to go out there, assess it with their safety officer or whomever. And Ed, you know, if you're not able to meet with them or whatever the situation is, call me. I'll meet you over there and I'll tell them what I think about it. And then let them tell us that they're not going to come out here until June to fix these safety issues, number one. You know? But they just...
If you want to meet me, I'll meet you tomorrow. I'll meet you any day you want. And you point out the particular spots that need immediate attention, in your opinion, what spots that have to be fixed right away. And I will call them.
That sounds okay. Like the best thing. Make Elizabeth Street a priority, but that sounds like the best way. And, you know.
So I mean, I Ron and Gino, with absolute respect, do you think we take care of the sisters first? Take care of the sisters.
Yeah, absolutely. Then, I think you know, I'll meet with Ed. We'll go out there. We'll make a list, and whatever is the city's responsibility for potholes that weren't, you know, that aren't part of the gas construction there, you know, then Ed will dictate to his, you know, to the public works, and that they can put that on their list. And then the other ones that get together so that we could call Eversource and, you know, get them to come out, and then we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. I think the important thing is we create a manageable grid, right? So if it's like Elizabeth, Olivia, you know, we create a grid of priority concern, right? And then we could negotiate whether that is third party or whether that's city works. But I agree with you. Memorial Day is coming up. It'd be embarrassing if everybody can walk at the parade in Shelton and be totally okay with it, and then come to Derby and then they have to play hopscotch. I get that. So let's prioritize a certain demographic, a certain area, and then, you know, we'll work on that. What do you think, Gino?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think we'll come up with a plan, and, you know, whatever is public works related, whatever Eversource, then, you know, we'll get them to come out, and then we could go for it.
Right. But the caveat is keep it confined to the downtown area for right now, you know? So.
Yep.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
I'm good with that. Any other questions, Ed, or anything? I'll give you a buzz Monday and we'll set something up.
That's fine.
Okay. So anything else, Ronnie?
Come on.
Nope. The only thing I got is a motion to adjourn at 7:50.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Is there a second?
I'll take that.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good job.
Take care.
Good job, guys.
Bye.